failed you, so you told one of your men to do it for you while you got the hell away from the reptile house. What he said was true, although it was only in his telling that my memories crystallized into surety. I headed south, I said, towards a camp occupied by NC defectors. They had surgeons with them. I knew they'd be able to suppress the work the Ultras had done on me, camouflage my genes and make me look like Tanner. I always intended to return to the reptile house before leaving the planet. But you never got the chance, Ryvich said. The NCs reached the reptile house while you were away with Dietling. They killed most of your people, except for Tanner, for whom they had a grudging respect. They brought him back to consciousness. Bad mistake, Tanner said. Even without a foot, I took their weapons and killed them all. I remembered none of that, not even faintly. Of course not. Those events had happened after Tanner had been trawled, after I had stolen his memories. What happened next? I asked. I had a month to get aboard the light hugger before it left orbit. Tanner angled himself down and scratched his ankle under his greatcoat. I wasn't far behind. I got my foot fixed and came after you. I killed Dietling, you know. How else do you think I got so close to him? Walked up to him in the wheeler and popped him. He made the gesture as if he was reenacting the murder. It was a classic piece of misdirection. When Tanner rose to his full height, he did so in a movement swift and fluid. A knife arced from his hand, executing a faultlessly computed trajectory across the room. His aim was perfect. He'd even allowed for the Coriolis drift caused by Refuge's lazy rotation. The knife buried itself in the back of Ryvich's head. A digital moan came from the life support module, an artificially stable note which kept up even when Ryvich's head tilted lifelessly forward on his chest. The gun slipped from his hand and clattered on the floor. I made a move for it, knowing this was probably my only chance to achieve at least parity with Tanner. But he was faster. He sent me flying, my spine cracking against the floor in a fall which blasted the air out of my lungs. Tanner's foot kicked the gun by accident, sending it skittering into the twilight between the pool of golden light and the shadows encompassing it. Tanner reached for the knife and retrieved it from Ryvich's skull, monomolecular blade shimmering with prismatic patterns, like a skein of oil on water. He won't risk throwing the knife, I thought. If he missed, he'd lose his only weapon. You're finished, Kawea. This is where it ends. He had the knife in one hand, balanced gingerly in his gloved palm. With the other hand he reached around the front of Ryvich's face and snapped the optical feeds from his eye sockets, each line trailing ropey filaments of congealing blood. It ended for you a long time ago, I said, stepping forward into his radius of attack. He swept the knife through the air, the blade scything silver arcs, parting the air so surgically that its passage was totally silent. Then what does that make you? Tanner pushed Ryvich's body out of the chair, the thin, quilt-shrouded figure falling to the floor like a bag of dried wood. I don't know, I said, but I'm nothing like you. I tried to time the angle of his swipes with the knife, trying to focus on those specific Tanner memories which would serve me now, what he knew about combat in close quarters. It was impossible. There was no way I could get an edge on him, and he had the advantage that he didn't have to fight to retrieve those memories. They came unbidden, deep as reflex. I lunged, hoping to twist his free arm, to unbalance him before he could bring the blade to bear. My timing was off. I didn't feel the cut itself, only the cold which seeped in after it,